green infrastructure is an idea whose time has come. Parks are centrally located and strategically located in urban communities. To use existing owned public land is much more cost-effective than almost any other solution when it comes to the installation of green infrastructure stormwater management projects. And the larger scale benefit is that these lands are already in protected status for a conservation purpose. The challenge that you're looking at broadly across America is that you have hundreds of cities that are under consent decrees that have to upgrade their stormwater management systems and reduce combined sewer overflows with stormwater, improve the quality of water in their communities. These are harsh requirements that are costing cities to pony up funding that many of them don't have for this purpose. So they're immediately challenged by this. I think in a bigger scale, too, the notion of using green infrastructure is a more cost-effective approach than gray infrastructure. Many examples show how using a green approach is cheaper than using a traditional gray approach. But I think the bigger benefit to using green infrastructure stormwater management is that it has so many community benefits that beyond the functionality of treating and filtering stormwater, build more sustainable communities.